No. Just keep going.
No. Welcome back. I was about to ask what this podcast is called, but it's called Odin's Beard.
Welcome to the Odin's Beard.
Don't interrupt me. He kept saying to me, "You have to do the intro. I'm sick. You have to do the intro. I'm sick too." But oh, God forbid.
Yeah, we're sicker than.
No, I mean I'm getting. I've gotten better.
I still feel like straight up dog shit.
Yeah, like literally, what I got off work.
Really?
Yeah, I'm sorry. No, I got off work and I was in the car and I started feeling like ass. And it didn't creep up. No, it did creep up, but it wasn't like a slow build up. I literally like felt like crap and it just happened.
And I've been sick since
1999.
No.
Sicker than the flu.
But no, I've been sick for a little bit, about a week now. So, I apologize for that.
What? Did we not talk about this?
Oh yeah, I'm sorry. But we're gonna. This is gonna be. It's the main episode. Woo!
Yeah.
We're going to do a short episode, though. Instead of four stories, we're only going to do two. We've done it before.
Yes, we need to sleep.
We've done it before, but I'm sick, and Chris is tired, and...
No, don't.
Together, we're just sick and tired of your shit.
No, I'm sick. I'm still sick. Like, you know that feeling, people who listen to the podcast, when you're sick, and you want to eat, like, you're hungry, like, you're starving? Like, I woke up, and I was, like, hungry, but you can't eat. One, since I have a sore throat, it hurts to swallow. It even drinks. It hurts to swallow.
Right.
And, yeah. What was I going to say?
I don't know. No. I lost track.
And it just, your stomach hurts. And I can eat now, but these antibiotics make me want to poop. Like, literally, that's the side effect. Like, it makes me have to poop.
Oh, yeah.
And I've been pooping a lot.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, you know what the doctor told me?
What?
Told me to gargle salt water. I don't live near an ocean. Alright. Alright, let's do it. You know, for people who don't know. love of God.
Sorry. It's snot backed up in there. Like, for real.
For real?
I feel so, like, my head hurts and it's cold in here.
I have to poop.
Okay. go ahead. What were you saying?
No, but we're going to play rock, paper, scissors.
See who goes first.
Yeah, you're right. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. I go first.
You're a cheater. You're a liar.
Okay. So here's the thing, guys. Here's the thing. I do want to clarify one thing. We, when we first started this podcast, we were using one directional mic with a boom stand, and Chris had a blue snowball microphone, and I just recently bought one, and so we tried to
connect
like record on both. That way you can get like that way, because like we're still scoping. Because we're doing it in my apartment, and so it's hardwood floors everywhere, which is fine if you're Jim Morrison recording music, but it's not ideal for a podcast. And so I know that, people have even told me this, like, I know there's a lot of reverb, and there's a lot of, like, you can hear the AC and stuff, but we're trying to find an ideal place to record it, and maybe I'll just soundproof the space we're recording in now. But the point of that was, we both have these snowball microphones, and we tried to hook them up, and I watched like a minute of a 5-minute YouTube video. And I was like, oh, I know exactly how to do it. And cause I have a MacBook. And it's apparently a lot harder than doing it on a Windows computer. And so eventually we're going to have both mics working. And then eventually after that, we're going to have better mics. Because I actually have my eyes set on two Shure mics that, but they're like $400 a piece.
Are they a Shure thing?
You keep coming with the zingers.
Oh, you are coming with the bangers.
Okay. But no, I. Oh God, where was I?
Talking about Shure mics.
Oh yeah, so we're eventually gonna buy some mics, and then eventually after that, I'm very like, I know I do YouTube, but like I'm very specific. Like I vlog, I do the vlog comedy stuff right now, and I have some more stuff on the way, but I do the vlog comedy stuff because I can control where I hold my phone, and so I don't hold my phone below my chest most of the time, and so that being said, when we feel more comfortable and we have better equipment and the space like this, like the room we're in looks like shit.
That was a nice room.
But we're gonna get a good camera, kind of get a good backdrop, two chairs, you know, good mics, and so eventually we're gonna start recording like video for the podcast. I figured I know this is like the first time you're hearing this. It's like the first time you're hearing this, but I thought it would be cool. I also thought it would be cool that if, because we can always upload the podcast later on YouTube, but I think when we're recording it should be streaming live to Facebook, which I think would be cool. If we get to a certain point where we feel comfortable doing that. And but yeah, that's pretty much all I had to say. So I'm sorry about the reverb. I know it sucks, but we graciously, like, we appreciate you guys for listening, because all you guys that listen, I mean, we get several listens on each episode. Like, I don't even know the number for sure, but it was so many and from so many different places that Anchor reached out to us and asked, like, hey, we're going to feature your podcast, you know, on the our featured playlist thing. I can't remember what the email said, but it that was awesome, because we want as many people to enjoy it and to kind of see it as an escape from, you know, all the shit going on in the world and the, you know, like politics, stuff like that. And but yeah, so
did they ever put it in the
I honestly didn't check, but they said they would. And so I'm actually going to look into getting sponsored and see if there's any. And that's another thing. Anybody that is listening to this, we've briefly discussed, because, I mean, we're doing this and we were thinking, like, it would be so awesome to be sponsored by different products and companies. But the thing is, and I feel like we've talked about this on a podcast before, we would only accept offers from companies and products that we believe in,
yeah,
and that we support. And that's not just like if I support it and he doesn't, we're still not going to do it. It has to be unanimous. Like, we're not going to just do like it's a group thing.
We're not picky.
Yeah, we're really not.
Like,
yeah, it's just like I feel like after your experiences with Burger King, I feel like if Burger King came up to you and was like, "Hey, would you sponsor?" It's been 8 times, and eight times the Burger King near where we live. And granted, we know it's not all Burger Kings, but this one Burger King.
It's not, because I've been to other Burger Kings. I've been to the Burger King near my school. They don't pull that.
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't do that. But the Burger King near where we live, like I'm not asking for my, I'm literally, it's literally less steps. Like, I don't like condiments and lettuce and stuff on my burger. I say I'd like a double cheeseburger plain.
Right.
So just the burger and the cheese. And almost every time I'm there, it's like I'm asking them to, like, give me their kidneys or something. Because, like, okay, the last time we were there, I went and I checked it. Because you gotta check.
Right. Because it's last been, couple times, you've been bit in the ass so many times.
Yeah, it pisses me off having to go all the way back, or I'll just, like, throw it away. Because I literally can't eat it. Like, I'll get sick. But I won't get sick, but it'll gross me out.
Right.
Yeah. But, I checked it. It was the last time I was there. I checked it. It was plain. And then I went in there, and there was this, like, woman I told her. And she almost got into a fight with the cook. Because she was... It was, like, the type of work environment where they gossip about each other. Like, it was these two cooks, and he said, this was supposed to be plain, and she, like, shook it. And I was like, okay. Then she, like, went over to one of the people who were doing the drive-thru, handing out orders.
Right.
And she was, like, talking about him when the cooks were, like, literally right there. And I'm like, there was, like, two sides. I think the cooks were saying stuff, too.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I just want a plain burger, like... And then they gave it to me, and I went outside, and it was it was plain. They got that, but it was a regular burger. It was a double burger.
That's so stupid. It's like you just want the burger you asked for. You don't want an episode of The Sopranos.
Yeah, I was with my mom, and like she literally said, "No, we're not going there anymore." And I was like, "You're right," because it didn't make me mad. I was just disappointed, you know. Like, I expected more from them, and your phone is vibrating.
It is, yeah. We're going to pause here for just a second, and we'll pick right back up.
Pause.
And welcome back. Sorry about all that. I had to answer a call, and yeah. So.
Yeah, because the world stops for Dalton. That was inappropriate, Dalton. Very inappropriate.
What did you have anything else to add on Burger King?
No, I just don't like that Burger King.
Yeah,
I'm never going there again.
Yeah, you know what? Here's the thing.
No, I went there a few days ago, and I got a biscuit. I didn't think they'd mess up a biscuit, but they didn't. Not like I'm asking for a plain biscuit. My God,
I
ask them for anything plain, they won't know what to do.
That's the thing, and it's like I now. Here's the issue. I love Burger King.
Did you say it's not very, very nice?
Well, I bleep it out now. I bleep shit out.
Bleeps and blips.
But no, I love Burger King, dude. And it's like, it hurts me to... Dude, because their A1 steak burger, like, all that stuff. Like, their chicken fries.
Their chicken nuggets are bomb.
What was it called? Because there was, like, at Halloween, you know, they had the black buns on their burgers for Halloween. That was kind of weird, but it was cool.
I didn't go anywhere near that.
that sounded like such a fake laugh. But it's like, because if I laugh normally...
I'll die.
Snot will, like... Dude, my head hurts like a...
Well, bro. We're only doing two. All
right. As much, I guess it's, well.
Yeah, but if you want to sponsor us, you know.
We would love to talk to you guys.
We're all about that quality. All
right. So here's what we're talking about today. Here's my first story. Let's get this up and loaded. Okay. Just got to breathe. Okay. From wegotthiscovered.com.
What the stupid name? That sounds great.
It says Flashpoint's cancellation. Rumored to be because Ben Affleck's leaving the Batman. I'll read a little bit from you. This week brought some disappointing news for DC fans as word has it that the upcoming solo Flash movie won't be an adaptation of the reality-warping Flashpoint storyline anymore. Sorry. As we've been teased a lot about what this could involve, including roles for Wonder Woman and an alternate Batman, we're left scratching our heads as to why the project has changed gears now. Warner Brothers has yet to comment on the matter, obviously, but according to Mario Francisco Robles of Revenge of the Fans, Flashpoint's cancellation is to do with Ben Affleck finally making a decision about his future with the DCEU, and it looks like he's decided to call it quits. Batman was expected to play a major role in Flashpoint, but with Affleck out of the picture now, it seems the studio have just decided to cut their losses and do a straight-up Flash film that makes use of Ezra Miller's talents.
Yeah, it's probably the best.
It's really not. Let me tell you why. Okay, first of all, Ben Affleck, and since I bleep it out, I'm gonna say it. Okay, Ben Affleck, fuck you, dude. Because here's the thing. What I don't like about him is he was the Brett Favre of the DC Universe. Uh-huh. He kept flipping and flopping on whether or not he was going to retire the cape.
You know, retire the cape.
Like, he kept...
Excelsior.
He kept just saying, you know what? I don't know. I don't know what we're doing.
But he probably wasn't having fun. Like,
but no, here's the thing. He kept like leading fans on. He's like, I don't want to be Batman anymore. I am going to be Batman. Don't listen to these people, but listen to these people. And it's just bull.
That's like
no, it's like, here's the thing. But here's the thing. Have you ever read Flashpoint? Paradox?
I wrote Flashpoint.
Shut up. So here's the thing. Here's the story arc. The original Batman, if I'm not mistaken, because I have the comic and it hasn't been too long. Bruce Wayne's Batman is not seen in the comic book, as far as I can remember. Because when he goes back into the alternate timeline, Thomas Wayne, and spoilers, okay. Thomas Wayne is Batman in the alternate timeline where Flash runs to, you know?
Who's Thomas?
His dad. So in the alternate universe, instead of Bruce Wayne's parents dying, it was Bruce and Martha Wayne that died.
Well, that's
and Thomas Wayne, the father, he's the one that lived. And he has like... It's the same thing. I've never understood why he became Batman. Because, like, you get a backstory as to why he called himself Batman because he was afraid of bats and stuff like this. But, like, why was Thomas Wayne Batman?
Because he was afraid. It's a genetic thing.
Maybe. I don't know. But his is cool because his is, like, it's the same suit, but it's got, like, red highlights and the eyes are red and stuff.
Nice.
And it's such a great storyline. And the thing is, they don't need Ben Affleck to do it.
No.
Because they've already introduced... Batman.
No, here's what
I... No, listen. They've already introduced Thomas Wayne. In Batman v Superman, Thomas Wayne was played by Jeffrey Dean Morgan, who plays Negan in The Walking Dead. And so they could use him, and he would be perfect.
No, but here's what I'm saying. Like, I don't think they're going to change up... This is coming from a person who's not really into comic books. But, what I think they should, DC should do, what I think they might be doing because of what they're doing with Flashpoint, is they want to change up. They want to change up. Not really change, but just like wipe the slate clean, I think. Because look at their movie discography.
But
like, it's such a mess.
I understand that, but wiping it clean would be what they're doing now. Is by doing a regular Flash movie. And here's the thing, though, is my whole issue with it is that I don't like that they're blaming... Like, I hate that Ben Affleck's finally... Like, because Ben Affleck was the best Batman. He was by far the best Bruce Wayne. But I hate that he's finally now doing it. Because I hated that he was just leading people on. And, but it's just so dumb, dude. Because they're blaming it on... I'm hating on him, but I'm also taking up for him at the same time because they're blaming him for them not doing a Flashpoint movie, but they don't need him to do a Flashpoint movie. So really, they just don't want to do a Flashpoint movie.
It's probably not even his fault. It's probably just.
It's not. There's no way it can be.
Because I haven't seen all the Marvel movies, but like they have a charm to them. That DC doesn't have at all. Right. Like, from what I've seen.
Because they know. Like, Kevin Feige... Here's my thing. Like, I feel like... Because Kevin Feige has read the comics, dude. He knows what he's about. And, like, Joss Whedon, when he made the first Avengers movie, the post-credit scene with Thanos, he decided to put Thanos in. That's why Thanos was the ultimate villain in Infinity War, because he was like, okay, this is how Loki is getting all this stuff. It has to be coming from Thanos. And so that's why he put it in the script. So he introduced this badass character because he knew about Thanos. He knew about the Infinity Gauntlet storyline and the Infinity War storyline. And so that's the thing. But then, like, you get... Like, I don't even think Ben Affleck knows... I don't think he knew anything about Batman prior to being Batman. You know what I mean?
I mean, but even...
Like, I feel like Henry Cavill is the only person I feel like knew about his hero beforehand. Yeah. Possibly Gal Gadot. Like, you know?
Yeah, but... No, but...
Like, new details. Not yeah. like... Not like knew he existed.
No, but this doesn't even go... For me, the way I see it, it doesn't even go towards, like, knowing the comic books and stuff. It's just, like, Marvel is making... Maybe sometimes not the greatest movies. Like, they're not trying to make art.
Right.
I never... And people, like... They're, like, sick of Marvel movies and stuff. Saying it's ruining film. Like... The movies aren't supposed to be, like, these works of art like other movies are. And there's nothing wrong with movies being works of art. I'm just saying that's not what Marvel's doing. And Marvel's not taking away from works of art.
Right.
Maybe... That's so weird, because, like, there's plenty of other movies that are popular, even though Marvel is, like, the most popular thing. Like, Avengers Infinity War, it's, like, what, now the fifth highest grossing movie of all time?
I think it broke records, dude. Like, I think
it's... In China, it's the fifth most popular movie of all time.
You see, because it's number one as far as breaking the box office, because the number one spot was held by The Force Awakens, Star Wars Episode 7, and Avengers took that spot. So now it's like, now if I'm not mistaken, it's Infinity War, Force Awakens, Black Panther, Titanic, Avatar.
Titanic, that's just a weird movie to be up top.
No, no, it's not, dude. Titanic blew up.
No, I mean, I know it's a good movie. I like it, but, you know.
Yeah.
But, like, no, but this is just a mini rant, but, like, there's still... The movies that are considered art are still pretty popular. Sorry, I didn't mean to hit the table. They're still, like, popular. They're just... Marvel's the most popular thing because they're fun. Like, people just want to have fun. Not, I mean, I enjoy stuff that's considered art, but, like, not every single day. Sometimes I just want, like, mindless fun. And I wouldn't call Marvel mindless fun. It's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like some days I want to play a video game that has a lot of story. But then other days I just want to play, like, NBA 2K18 and just shoot hoops. Like, because it's fun to me. Right. But anyway, where was I going? Like, alright, Marvel movie, they're like, what they're doing right isn't because, they get the comic book stuff down pat, I think. This is coming from someone who hasn't really read comic books. But, like, I haven't seen Spider-Man Homecoming, but I've seen, like, a bunch of clips.
Homecoming is one of my favorites.
Yeah, like, that is, like, really charming. Like, Tom Holland's really charming.
And
Tony Stark is really charming. And then the enemies are charming. And Kevin Spacey, what's his name?
Michael Keaton.
Michael Keaton, what the hell? Michael Keaton is, like, really... He's not the best villain, but he seems really cool.
He's pretty cool. I will say one thing I heard. I was watching an interview with Tom Holland a while back, and he said that during the fight scenes with Spider-Man and
Vulture,
yeah, that every time Michael Keaton would throw a punch, he would whisper, I'm Batman, and, like, it's so funny. And it seemed funny at the time, like he was trying, to make Tom Holland break, but then he just gave a commencement speech, I think, unless that was an old video, but I'm pretty sure he gave a commencement speech this year at a college graduation, and he closed it out with, I'm Batman. Yeah. And it's like, either you're...
He maybe loses his
mind. I think you're crazy, buddy. I see it too, and I love Michael Keaton, dude. I really do. He was definitely my second favorite Batman. Like it goes. I hate putting Affleck on top, but he did really good. It's Affleck. Dude,
Clooney did his best.
It would be Affleck, Keaton, Bale.
I think if George Clooney had a good script, Kilmer, he could be like a Tony Stark type Batman. know, like the charming Batman.
I've told people this before. I think the only redeeming quality I can give for Batman and Robin, besides, you know, the amazing, amazingly cheesy Arnold Schwarzenegger puns.
The Ice Age!
George Clooney is a really good Bruce Wayne.
Oh.
Like, he's, I don't think he's a good Batman, but he plays Bruce Wayne to a T because that's who he is. Like, he's very, like how you said, how Robert Downey Jr. acts like Tony Stark in real life.
I think it's just that I don't consider George Clooney tough. I mean, I'm sure he's a tough guy, but he's more of a suave. Being suave doesn't mean you're tough. Like, Tony Stark, he's not tough. He's just smart. He plays the smart, suave, cool guy who has a suit of armor.
Right.
But Batman relies on being tough because there's nothing really stopping him from getting hurt.
And that's the thing. Like,
he has armor.
Because of what Tony Stark can do, because people are like, well, what about these guys like Batman and Iron Man that are just humans and they're not really hero, like they're not really superheroes. They are, dude. Superheroes not based on whether or not you have powers. It's based on your will to do good. And Iron Man in the comics and in the movies has consistently become more human, and he's wanted to help people and help, I mean, not even just people, like other, like alien races is, but Bruce Wayne, like I remember reading one time, like his workout regimen, Bruce Wayne's, and yes, I know it's a comic. Yeah, shut up. Not you. No, but
tell me.
Not you. The people that are probably saying it's a comic, Dalton. I know it is, but they said like his workout regimen would kill a normal person. Like he can bench press over 400 pounds.
Does he eat protein bars?
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably. Not with chocolate, though. Like, all oats.
Oh, God. Oh, yeah, that'd kill me. No, but...
Just go ahead and take me out right now.
No, but before I get back to what I was saying, like, in Batman, I haven't seen Batman v Superman, but I watched the fight between Superman, Wonder Woman, and Batman against Doomsday.
Yeah.
Like, Batman didn't do that much. Like, he kind of didn't really do anything. It was more Wonder Woman. No, it was Wonder Woman did the most, even though it wasn't really her fight. But Superman did a little bit. And then Batman, he didn't. He kind of ran.
Now, I will say Justice League got a bad rep. I think you should watch Justice League.
I don't know. I watched clips of it in trailers for it. It just looks... It looks so bland. And the color
palette's a little off.
They need
off.
To fix up their color palette, for God's sake.
And I think that's what draws people into Marvel movies, because, well, okay.
Winter Soldier is not that color, but that's because, like, that's an actual entertaining movie with a story.
Oh, yeah. Well, and it works, though, for Winter Soldier, because Winter Soldier is Steve Rogers finding out that, you know, the government is corrupt, and all these people he thought he could trust are Hydra agent. Yeah. And so it's like,
but then like
it works, but just to make shit dark for no reason, it's stupid.
Yeah, like didn't it work for Man of Steel? Like, I remember people loving Man of Steel, and that was like a really dark
movie. I had my issues with the end of Man of Steel, but Man of Steel was pretty good.
Like, there's a difference between being dark and then being bland.
Yeah.
Like, and then like you have Spider-Man Homecoming. Like, really, really colorful. And, what is it? Thor Ragnarok? That looks
Thor really Ragnarok colorful. Is really colorful.
Yeah, and Guardians of the Galaxy is really colorful. Let's see. They need to do another Incredible Hulk movie. Because I don't like counting that one. I'm sure it wasn't that bad, but it's kind of weird.
It's a good movie. Edward Norton's fine. And the Hulk fighting the Abomination. Well, the thing that pisses me off is, like, so many people are like, please give us a Ruffalo standalone because we want like, Planet Hulk. And so they were like, they kind of listened, and they put Hulk in Thor Ragnarok and kind of gave him the whole Planet Hulk vibe, because it was a lot of Easter eggs from Planet Hulk, and it was just like, really? Like, you could... I love that Hulk was in it. Hulk was... Aside from Thor, Hulk was the best part of the entire movie. But the thing is, you could have done so much more, and they still can, is the thing, because they timeline jump all the time, you know, because like Black Panther was the last movie to come out before Infinity War, but Black Panther takes place two or three movies before Infinity War. So like the movie that takes place immediately before Infinity War is Thor Ragnarok. Before Thor Ragnarok is Doctor Strange.
Oh. Well, and what about Civil War?
Civil War takes place before, it takes place after Ant-Man, but before Black Panther.
Oh, yeah.
Like it literally goes Ant-Man, Civil War, Black Panther, Doctor Strange, Thor Ragnarok, Avengers, unless I'm missing one.
Yeah.
Spider-Man Homecoming. Yeah, it goes Ant-Man, Civil War, Black Panther.
Spider-Man Homecoming, that could, like, take place right when, like...
No, it took place after Black Panther. Yeah.
True. No, like, after Civil War, all those... Literally everything that happened could have happened at the same time.
Well, they think... I think it did. I think it takes place either the same few days or whatever. So, literally, that last ending lineup is Ant-Man, Civil War, Black Panther, Spider-Man Homecoming, Doctor Strange, Thor Ragnarok, Infinity War.
Yeah. But what I was saying was, those movies have their own personality and stuff. I mean, some of them aren't, like, awesome, I don't think. Like, some of them I've seen, like...
Especially the early ones.
Did the first Avengers, like, I loved it when I was younger, but if you really think about it, it wasn't that great.
It was. Oh, you shut when your I think damn about mouth.
It, I mean, it's a good movie, but it's not, like, amazing.
Dude, before Infinity War, I went back... Like, we went back and watched all... We tried to watch all the movies. We watched it in chronological order as far as the timeline goes. So, we started with the first Captain America, which we did have some veto rules because none of us liked Captain America, the first Avenger. So, we skipped that. And then we watched Iron Man, Iron Man 2. We skipped The Incredible Hulk, watched Thor, and watched
really
The Avengers.
I didn't really like Iron Man 2.
Yeah, I had some issues with that, too. But, well, the thing is, though, like, the Avengers, if you actually go back and watch it, like, it's so
beautifully made. I mean, it's a good movie. Yeah, but, like, I mean, when I think about it, it's like, fond memories, but it's like, eh.
Well, I think Age of Ultron gets a bad rep, too, because I...
People didn't like Ultron. I actually really liked Ultron.
No, I think they didn't like... Because there was a lot of plot holes in Age of Ultron, which I understand, but I think Infinity War... That's the tricky thing about Infinity War. Infinity War solves some plot holes while also creating plot holes.
There's always going to be plot holes.
For Age of Ultron.
With all those characters, there's going to be some plot holes.
But, no.
But anyway, all those movies have a personality, have their own thing. And, like, DC just needs to, like, they don't need to do exactly what Marvel did. And they need to do their own thing that's entertaining. Like, they're focusing too hard on being the opposite of Marvel.
Right.
Right. Sorry.
Right. No, I agree.
Literally, because, like, I was thinking about this. Flash, I always pictured Flash being really young, like Spider-Man. Get someone really young to play as him and don't do...
But they did. Ezra Miller's really young.
No, I mean like a teenager.
No, well, no, see, because his whole story arc, like...
No, I mean, like...
There's never been... Because he... Barry Allen, his whole arc is that he... His mom was killed. They framed his dad. So he went through school and he went to college to be, like, a criminologist and, like, a detective. And so... And then he's in the lab one night and a lightning storm comes through...
And he dies.
And hits him as well as some, like, vials of like, some kind of fluid. And so that's the thing. So, like, you couldn't have a high school Barry Allen. It wouldn't make sense.
I mean, yeah, but...
Like, it makes sense for Peter Parker, though.
Like, they could come up with new superheroes and make their own little thing.
Well, they do.
Is that against the law?
Kinda.
What?
No.
No, like, I was reading today... there's this new DC hero named Sideways, who's really? Like, he looks like Spider-Man.
Oh yeah.
And so people are calling him DC's Spider-Man.
Oh.
And he looks cool. They can make a movie about him.
Probably.
Because I heard DC wants to relaunch, and for good reason, because
Marvel, which is, we're probably gonna do a whole other spotlight episode later on down the road about all the stuff coming out recently about Infinity War and the stuff it's creating, what people are saying, like the executives. Apparently, I don't know if it was Kevin Feige. It was one of those. Sorry, I didn't mean to hit the table. Apparently, it was one of those people. They said that they eventually want to branch out of the Avengers and make other movies, like Ms. Marvel. Ms. Marvel is one that they're going to make. And Ms. Marvel is actually a Muslim superhero that they're wanting to bring to light, which is cool because nobody really knows about her, which I've read a lot of her comics, and like it. Oh, well, she doesn't have very many, but the no, I mean, because she's a fair, I mean, she's not new, but she's fairly new, and but it's cool to bring these superheroes to light. Like, I would love to see Miles Morales, like his kid Arachnid, you know, come to life,
yeah,
especially since Donald Glover played his uncle. In Homecoming,
yeah,
which was great, you know.
But what they're gonna do is like make new movies about Western and superheroes. How about a Superboy movie?
Yeah,
I've actually read comics of Superboy.
Well, because see, the DC universe is so good at, like, aside from like Smallville and all that shit.
What's wrong with Smallville?
Smallville sucked, dude.
People love Smallville.
I think people who love Smallville are
dicks.
They're idiots. Like, I'm sorry. Okay, it had its moments. It had its good moments. But like, spoiler alert. Can I tell you what happens at the very end of the?
No. I want to watch it.
Well, okay. Let me just say, you're in for 12 seasons of disappointment.
I mean, yeah. Like, I'm expecting that. Yeah.
Okay.
Like, I'm always disappointed by a show when it ends. I cannot name one time when I was satisfied with an ending of anything.
You're full of it. You know, okay. I'm talking to you guys. I'm talking to you guys. The people that have seen Smallville. You know what I'm talking about, right? Of course you do. You can't answer, so I'm going to answer for you. You know what I mean. Smallville sucked.
No, like, but every single show I finished watching, especially anime. Anime needs to get, like get better at their endings. Oh, the ones that I've watched, I'm sure there's better, good endings. That's very dumb.
Yeah, don't generalize.
I mean, but every single anime I've seen, like, the endings left me feeling empty. That could be because I'm sad that it's over, but, like, if it was, like, the best conclusion, like, yeah, I should feel happy.
Right.
Sad. Right.
Sad.
No, but, they should, what I'm saying is, now, don't do exactly what Marvel does. Don't copy them. But, like, do your own little thing. What I was saying, DC is trying to be the opposite of Marvel, but the opposite of Marvel's, like, dark and gloomy. And, I mean, sometimes that could work, but, like, that's, you're doing it in such a boring and bland way. Like,
because Wonder Woman did it right. Wonder Woman had this, like, it was a semi-dark palette, but it was handled with care. Have you seen Wonder Woman?
No.
You need to watch Wonder Woman. I'm telling you, it's the only DCEU movie that holds even a tiny candle.
People keep forgetting about
birthday candle. No, listen, like, are you going to bring up Man of Steel?
Yeah, because Man of Steel.
No, they did, but it still had its issues. Like, I mean,
Wonder Woman probably has its issues.
Wonder Woman has maybe one issue.
There's other issues.
Okay, here's the thing. You can't get an attitude.
I know.
Hold on. You can't get an attitude and jump down my throat because you haven't seen it.
No, I'm just saying, like, every movie has an issue.
No.
More than one
issue. Calm your shit.
Wonder Woman's not, like, the best
movie. It is. It's the best DC movie. No, it really is. Aside from the Christopher Nolan Dark Knight.
Those don't count. From what we're talking about?
I'm talking about DC movies. Okay, DCEU, fine. Wonder Woman is the best DCEU movie.
Dude, Daredevil's the best DC movie. I'm joking.
No, seriously. Wonder Woman is the best DCEU movie. And I can say that with the utmost confidence. Because, like you said, they keep getting all their stuff wrong.
Yeah.
And the thing is, you can't jump down my throat. No, listen, let
me
finish.
No, wait, to be fair, they've gotten one.
I hate.
Listen, no. They've gotten if you want to go by audience consensus or whatever, like by their reaction,
I really want you to
listen,
watch.
Listen, they've gotten one.
Are you gonna jump at me when you're interrupting
no,
me?
No, hold on. They got dickhole. One. I'm trying to think. One, two. Wait.
Buckle My Shoe?
Yeah, two. No, like two movies wrong. Batman v Superman and Justice League. What's the other one? Did people liked Man of Steel. I remember people really loving Man of Steel when it came out. People liked Wonder Woman. What's the other one? I feel like I'm missing one.
No. Okay.
Batman v Superman. Nobody liked it.
Nobody. Here's the thing. I think you need to watch Man of Steel. You haven't watched Man of Steel. You actually,
I just said by audience consensus.
Listen, I understand that. I understand that, but as far as Man of Steel went, from audience consensus, it was like it was fairly more positive than negative, but it was still right there in the middle.
Then I consider that a success compared Suicide Squad.
Yeah, that's
no one liked that.
That was a shitstorm. That's all.
Yeah, so that's three mistakes. Like. I mean,
but
was Iron Man really that good?
It really was. Like we went back and watched it, and damn,
if Thor wasn't that. I don't remember liking
Thor. Thor was okay. The only early movies I didn't like, and there's nothing wrong with the first Avenger, Captain America, the first Avenger. It was just boring to me, like because it's just like I have an issue with, you know. I know when you're introducing a character to the big screen for the first time, it has to be an origin story, but I don't, I think, and this is going to sound pretentious, but like, yeah. I think you can beat an origin story into the ground, and I think that's what Captain America
That's what happened to Spider-Man, but this may be an unpopular opinion.
No, that's the, I agree with that.
I don't know if this is an unpopular opinion, but I liked The Amazing Spider-Man.
Oh yeah,
the first one, like Andrew Garfield, was fine.
No, that's the thing. That's the thing, though. People,
is this the second one?
For purely, and I have a video that's just like a blind rage video called "Ranting in Reverse." Toby sucks, and where I talk about why I think, and it's not like intelligible. Hold on, it's not intelligible because it's just me saying like Toby Maguire made fun of the character and it was so dumb.
Like Toby, I think Toby didn't do bad. He just didn't age well.
No, Toby McGuire.
His hold on, rendition.
Let me finish. No, it didn't. You're right. No, but the thing is, like Toby McGuire, I feel like he didn't take it as seriously as he should have, and then, he just completely was just like. You know, like he was just like you can't tell me watching Spider-Man 3 and seeing him do the whole emo dance thing in the bar. No, you can't tell me watching that scene that you didn't think Tobey Maguire just said fuck it.
I feel like I said this on the podcast before, but it was supposed to only be Sandman.
Yeah, and then they threw in New Goblin and Venom.
No, I heard they only threw in Venom because Venom was so popular.
Yeah.
So like throw in Venom, but Sam Raimi is like, no, we're doing what they should have done is just do Sandman and maybe New Goblin and then do Venom and Spider-Man 4.
But see, you can't make that excuse.
Or do Venom and
I'm gonna smack you in the face.
I don't know. It was just gonna fail anyway. It didn't even fail. It grossed the ball. Money.
Here's the thing, though. Like, okay. Sorry. you can't even make that excuse that they put in too many villains because in The Amazing Spider-Man 2, you had Electro, you had Rhino, and you had New Goblin.
Nobody likes that movie.
I love that movie. Here's the thing. That may be our spotlight episode.
I haven't seen all of it.
We'll watch it tomorrow maybe. But here's the thing that I get why people don't like it, but it works.
And when I watched it, it was kind of boring, really.
It's so good. I'm sure somebody's probably spoiled the ending for you at some point, but if you don't...
I've seen the ending. That's one of the parts I saw. What I saw...
Well, don't say it.
No, listen. I saw the beginning with the graduation. I saw the beginning with the graduation. I saw when they...
Say spoiler if you're going to say it.
Spoiler when they broke up. And then I saw his reaction with the new goblin guy. Then I saw his first interaction with that Electro guy.
Spoiler.
Jamie Foxx. Then I saw...
Spoiler.
No, I'm not spoiling it. Then I saw a little bit of the fight with Electro. Then I saw the end.
Spoiler. Okay. I thought you were going to say... Well, then you practically saw the whole damn movie. Like, okay, you have to watch it again, but, like, the ending... Okay, The Amazing Spider-Man 2 is the only movie that, at the ending, I cry, and I cry every time I watch it. Like, I can't not cry.
People.
And I get to a point with certain movies that, like, after, like, the second or third time watching it, I'm like, okay, it's sad, but I've seen it before. The Amazing Spider-Man 2 kills me. And it just, and maybe we will. Maybe I'll gather my facts and what my opinion. I'll rewatch it. Maybe we'll do a spotlight episode either this week or next week talking about the Amazing Spider-Man series.
I liked it, dude.
Like, and that's the thing. Like, I, until Tom Holland came around, Andrew Garfield was my favorite Spider-Man.
I mean, there's two, right.
But Tobey Maguire, I just don't feel like he took it seriously. He just didn't care.
He's just kind of a dork.
He was dorky about it, but like, okay, he may have cared, but it didn't translate to his face.
No, yeah, that's the thing. The character Peter Parker, what I've seen in cartoons, he's a dork, kind of.
Yeah,
but he's a lovable dork.
He's lovable he's lovable and sarcastic.
Yeah, and Tobey Maguire is not lovable. He's a dork.
And he's not sarcastic.
But he's not like cool. When he tries to be cool, he looks like an asshole. But Tom Holland, he was a kid. It wasn't he was a smart like he was what he was a dork. And he tried to be sarcastic, but most of the time it didn't work. And that's what made him seem, like, really charming.
But what? Well,
yeah, that one scene where he, like, first encountered those, like, guys robbing the bank dressed as the Avengers.
Yes,
that's
amazing.
When he was,
amazing.
Like, leaning on the wall and trying to, like, look cool and
it's
stuff.
Like, wait a minute. You guys aren't the real Avengers.
Yeah, like, that's...
Thor gave it away. Or Hulk gave it away.
Like, the only thing... It's cute. And yeah. It's, like, charming. That makes it charming.
And welcome back... Sorry, we had to pause again. We're gonna do a real quick.
We lied to you in the beginning.
Yeah, because especially for continuity, I have no idea where we left off. But because of time constraints, we're only gonna do one story a piece. We promise we'll make up for it in the spotlight episode this week. But Chris hit us with that story.
Yeah.
My bud day.
This is from Anime News Network. And it's Splatoon will have shocking announcement on June 9th.
Really?
Yeah, it says it's from KoroKoro Comics, which is, I think, the same magazine that does all of the Pokemon news. So, and they're always right. Because the way I think about it, they're like the Japanese version. This sounds really weird. The Japanese version of Shonen Jump or something.
Right.
What? Shonen Jump
is a
Japanese magazine, so that's like, I don't know, whatever. But they said, and the magazine announced on Tuesday that the Splatoon franchise will have news that will shock the world, like on June 9th. And the magazine did not state if the news will be related to the game, manga, or some other media. The tease features a mysterious emblem shaped like the Japanese katakana character Sue, which is the first character used in writing Splatoon. And what it says here that the E3 begins on June 9th.
Really?
So, but it says Nintendo's press briefing is held on June 12th. Okay? And what I was just saying this, it's either Splatoon 3 or a show or a movie. But it's probably a show.
Right.
Who would go see a Splatoon movie, am I right?
I don't know, they're making a Minecraft movie.
Yeah, it's directed by Mac from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Really?
Yeah, I'm not even lying.
That's crazy.
That makes it means it's gonna be funny.
I hope so. Yeah. Yeah, Chris is obsessed with It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
It's a really funny show.
It is.
Yeah. But like I don't know.
Ugh.
It says news that will shock the world. That makes it sound bad. That's like negative connotation.
I don't know. I think you have to know Splatoon lore to understand because they showed that symbol. It must be something from Splatoon 1.
I don't know.
Sorry.
Coffee Boy. But like, that doesn't... If it's Splatoon 3, how would that shock the world? Because, like, we're expected...
Yeah, there's probably...
2 comes after 3. You know?
What?
Yeah, because...
Say that again.
2 comes after 3. What? No, 3 comes after 2. Oh, my God. Oh, God, I'm embarrassed. I am so embarrassed.
He looked at me with, like, what? What?
What? What did I say?
Just keep going. God.
No, 3 comes after 2. Okay. Basic maps. 2 plus 2 is 4. Minus 1, that's 3. Quick maps. If you know what that's from, shout out to you.
Yeah, comment below and we'll give you...
There's no comment section on Anchor.
Yes, there is.
There is?
No.
Yeah, because the only thing I've seen is the applause.
Though. Eventually, this will be on YouTube, but... Alright.
But, I don't know. They're probably like just trying to like make it seem like the end of the world, and then it was just, or it could be something with Smash, because I know the Inklings are gonna be in the new Smash game.
That's awesome.
But that's not gonna shock the world because we already know. What is the entire Splatoon game gonna be in? I don't know.
Maybe there'll be.
It's probably a TV show. Oh, I'm putting my money.
I'm a bet Netflix TV show.
Why not? What should be?
Yeah, it has to be.
Crackle TV show.
Crackle. Sony, you crackle us up.
I'm putting my imaginary money on that it's going to be a TV show.
Right.
To be honest, if it's a game, I'll be pissed. Because, like, that's just misleading. Because, like, how is that shocking?
Right.
3 comes after 2. Not 2 comes after 3.
Dalton, like an idiot would say.
Dalton, I can't believe you said that.
But yeah, and we, like we said, we do apologize. I know this is a pretty... I mean, we've had podcasts on here that have been shorter than this, and so this is probably going to be fairly standard. But we do apologize for cutting it short. We do appreciate you guys for listening. What else is there to say? We love you guys. Thank you for the continued support. I'm sorry we're sick. I'm sorry the audio probably sucks. Like I said, we're gonna start recording. We're gonna do Facebook Live. We got better mics. We're actually gonna have 2 mics that way you can hear us both perfectly, and hear me breathe all disgustingly. Which we're gonna have to test that before we.
That scares me.
But yeah. So. Yeah, that's pretty. That's pretty much it. Do you have any quick recommendations?
Have I not watched anything new?
He's only like every time I see him, if he's not working, he's watching It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Yeah, no, I'm playing. I got Dalton's PSP and I pimped it again. Like if you listen to the podcast, if you're an Odin's Weird enthusiast. you know, I have a memory card of just emulators and stuff. I've been playing Harvest Moon on SNES.
SNES?
Yeah. It's fun.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Anything else?
Watch Smallville.
Screw you.
Yeah, see if it's good.
Yeah, so... Yeah, okay, fine. Yeah... Watch.
Oh yeah, great.
Think at least don't go through and watch all 12 seasons of Smallville if you don't want to. But okay, if you've never seen it before,
that wasn't like we recommend it. And then, now I gotta do this. Like, they do whatever the hell they want.
Yeah, go watch Smallville. Just know that I disown you. And
you're right there, Papa.
Yeah, I guess my recommendation would be, if you haven't seen Infinity War, go see Infinity War, definitely, before it leaves the theaters.
The memes are funny.
Black Panther comes out on DVD and Blu-ray tomorrow. Go pick that up.
Oh, I have a story. It's not a long one.
Okay, I mean, no, it's fine. No, go ahead.
Like, there was this, I was on a YouTube section, and they were like doing the joke. Can I spoil? Spoilers. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. I should have specified what spoilers are, but you know, whatever. Spoilers for Infinity War. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. You know, the Mr. Stark? I don't feel so good. People would like do renditions of that, and I saw in the YouTube comment section, it was of, I forgot what it was for, but they did that joke in regards to the video, and the creator of the video went, LOL. Then right below that, there's a person like, I haven't seen the film yet. But you obviously know, you have to like, he spoiled it for you, but you already know what it yeah. means. Like, when I first, I was spoiled on Twitter.
The thing is, because
someone said that, like, who else would call?
Like, this is a, that was a high-profile movie, and if you didn't want to be spoiled, you should have stayed away from social media, so, and especially comment sections.
Yeah, so I guess I kind of feel for that person, because you probably did a bit of, like, ignoring all the spoiler stuff, all the memes, and then you saw that. Because, right. like, right when it said, Mr. Stark, I don't feel so good, like, that makes, like who else calls him Mr.
Right.
Captain America?
No. But yeah, that's pretty much it for us. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Odin's Beard. I'm your host, Dalton Ryder.
They call me Chris, but I'm Mr. Funkalicious.
They call him Big Booty Steven. Yeah. Bye.
Call me Big Dick Dave.